not to tax anyone too good.
Okay, let us begin. Erica Nita Meyer, Women's Learning Division of Adash Yeshurin. Okay, let's go. Tonight we're going to try to say something which is a little bit out of my league. But it's here, so I have to kind of deal with it, and I'm not sure exactly how, so we'll try, okay? We are in Shmuel Aleph Chof Hei. Oh. Shmuel Aleph Chof Hei. Vayomer Shmuel, we spoke about Shmuel's death, Rachmana Lassan, we spoke about everybody
what
coming. Right now we're doing Pasuk Aleph, we're going to go quickly to where we're up to. Vayomer Shmuel, Vayikotsu Kol Yeshua, Vayispidu Lo, Vayikvaru, Beso, Vayrama. Vayakum David, Vayero Midva Poron. Shmuel dies, it was the Slavaya, we spoke about the Slavaya, about how many people went. Vayish B'mon, Maaseo B'Karmel. Ish b'ma'on, I say over Carmel, and there was this man, b'ma'on, Rashi says name of a place, whom I say over Carmel, and he worked, and his maisim were in Carmel, that's where his animals were. Ish gadol, he was a big man, which means Rashi says he was wealthy. Lo tzon shlosh alof miya, 3,000 tzon, v'yelefizim, 1,000 goats, for he b'gzoz a tzon of a Carmel, just had this in Gemara as well. In those days, it was a very big tumult, as we said earlier, when it came to shearing the sheep. Shearing the sheep was a big tumult.
But how many people came to the funeral?
A big tumult, doesn't say. It says Kol Yisrael. All of Kol Yisrael came, whatever that means. You were in synagogue this past Shabbos. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. You were in synagogue this past Shabbos. We spoke about a man who had a very unusual name. He is named after an animal. What was his name?
Ben Kaun or something?
No. And as soon as I tell you, you're going to know.
Too late now.
Chamor Ben Shechem, right? Chamor Ben Shechem. What an unusual name. Now, I don't know. Is it unusual to name somebody Chamor?
Yeah.
Why do we name people Ari? Or let's talk more inwardly. Why do we name people Zev?
Zev, Tzvi, Ari, all the names in our family.
Right. Now, it happens to be that Tzvi, at least, is a kosher animal. Dov is not, Ari is not, Zev is not. We don't know too many people named Sus, correct?
Right.
We have somebody in the Torah named Chamor. Kind of unusual name, refers to Chumrius. Chamor is that animal that is the epitome of Gashmius. Now we're coming to a man who defied what the rest of Klal Yisrael did and did not go to the funeral of one of the greatest Jews who ever lived in the history of the Jewish world, and he was busy taking care of his sheep. Interesting, taking care of his sheep. Tzon. V'shem Yish Novo. Man's name is Novo. A novel means, what does novel mean? His name was Novel. I'm asking Mrs. Brody if anybody translates the name over there. They just write Novel and she's looking already. I don't know if anybody translates. I mean, Novel.
I'm just trying to see if there's a source. Looks like it's Yalkut Shimoni.
Yes.
Okay, so it means insolence and ingratitude.
Okay, yeah, that's what he was. He was, that's correct.
But
Novel is really
disgusting.
That's Menuvel, right? It also is related to the word Nevela. Nevela means what? The carcass of an animal that died, usually also symbolizing disgust.
Right.
Huh?
Waste,
disgust. Very, very derogatory. So this man's name is Novel. So.
Like Nivel Peh.
A Nivel Peh would be a good one also, that's true. B'shem Yishto Abigail. Okay, then we describe the woman. We're not going to discuss Abigail tonight. But Ish Koshe V'ra Malolim V'hu Cho Li Bi. Which Rashi says means he comes from the house of Kolev. He comes from the house of Kolev. V'yishma David b'midbar, he goes to his novel as Tono, that novel was shearing his sheep. V'yishtach David asar in Orem, he sent 10 people there. V'yishtach David asar in Orem, alu Carmelo, basam al novel, shaltum lo b'shmi v'shalom. extend my hand in peace to him. Amartam kol achoy, atashalom, atashalom v'eischa shalom, kol ashalom chashalom, atashmati, he goes on loch, I heard you shearing the sheep, atoha royim asher l'cho, hoyu imonu, lachlamnum, l'nivka l'mumu, kol yimei yosem akarmel, shalos narecho, v'gidu lach, v'imtsu anorim, chen v'enecho, yom tov banu, t'no banu, t'no, no, eisa shetim shiyar chal avodecho, v'incho l'david, please give us something. And novel, and he said, "Me David and me Ben Yishai. Who is David? Who is Ben Yishai? Yom Rabu Avodim Esparzam Ishmael. I don't know. I got a lot to take care of. Lakachti Eslachmi. He wants my bread. Yesmei my water. Vistavchasi and my animals. Shetavachti the goats which I slaughtered here in honor of the shearing. Satil Anoshem Shaliyadati. Hey, Mitzah. Hey, I don't know who these people are. Forget it. I'm not giving him anything. Yachkunari Dovul Darkam. They left." So the Mepharshim say about David HaMelech, David, a man's name is Novel. Why are you going to him? How do you like that for Akasha? A man's name is Novel. Why are you starting up?
Well, if he comes from a family who's from Kalev like Helev, some...
Oh! I can't believe it! I can't believe it! I can't believe it! I can't believe it! If each one of you in this year is equal to at least 25 people, and the room is packed, you know what I mean? What is going on over here? He wants to get involved with this person. Listen to a Teretz. The Zekavanas Akosta Vishema Yishnovel Vuhu Kilavi, the Hine Kolev Ben Yafuna Shemoy Loha Yano. What kind of name is Kolev?
They changed the name. In the Megillat Rus, it's Afratim.
Fine.
I'm just forgetting the Chelak in Eretz Yisrael.
Do we know people named Kolev?
Not a one. Just not a one.
Not a one. You're looking at a. You're looking at
Jewish people.
What?
Caleb.
Look across the table and you'll ask the question.
Babbly doll. My son Josh is named for Fred's grandfather.
Whose name was Kolev?
I mean, Josh wasn't the Kolev. His name is Joshua Yoshua Kolev, but the Kolev part was for.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of the few people.
Family name and.
One of the few.
I feel so sorry for Kolev because my it's like.
Oh, one sec. Now look what it says over here. Novel comes from Kilavi. No one comes from Kilavi. Look what it says here. Shame Yish Novel Hukalavid Dine Kolev and Yafune Shmolo Hoyanoya. He didn't have a nice name. Well, Mice of Nomoy, but his Mice were very pleasing. Well, Akach Apple Pisha Novel, Ain't Shmonoa, Haryumi Base Kolev, Shay Mice of Noim, Apple Pisha Ain't Shmonoa, and therefore he assumed of a melt that I could do some type of interaction with him. And therefore, he is taka inside and outside, like his name. He's not a good person to have any shaykhs with. Okay, now I'd like to mention something. Since the death of Kolev ben Yefuna, has the name Kolev been utilized in Klal Yisrael? Yes. Why? Because Kolev ben Yefuna made the name into a good name. Okay, now, that's my opening line for tonight. Kolev has an offspring whose name is Novel. Who in the world
is... You're good at naming people in your family.
Who is Novel?
The family thing.
Yeah. Who is Novel? Okay, now listen to this, everybody say. This is what we have to work on tonight. Okay? Yalkut Shemayni. Yalkut Shemayni is a, like the word Yalkut, it's a Likut of Midrashim. We've quoted it many times. Yalkut Shemayni, on this pasuk, in Shmuel, says the following. And that's why you read before, this is Brody Revitson, from one of the Mepharshim, who quotes this Yalkut Shemayni. Now, the Yalkut Shemayni says the following. Omar Simon, who Novel, who Lavan? Novel and Lavan are the same person. Ma Lavan hoya Ramai, af Novel hu Ramai. And what is Lavan called? What's his title?
Arami.
Lavan Horami. Horami is the same letters as Ramai. Okay, Horamai, if you want to be more specific. Okay, so novel, who love on the pashas here means that they're the same person. Ma love on Hoyaramai, af novel Hoyaramai. Novel was a Ramai, Lovan was a Ramai, novel was a Ramai. What does it mean, Lovan was a Ramai? Anybody want to tell me what that means, Lovan was a Ramai? Somebody want to explain that to me? Lovan was a Ramai? Huh?
What's a Ramai?
A Ramai is a liar. What does it mean, Lovan was a Ramai? If you had to think of a Ramai, who would you think of first in the Torah?
Lovan.
So what was he a Ramai about? Give me a...
Leah.
Oh, Rachel and Leah was pretty good, right? I mean, that was a pretty good Ramai.
7 years here and there.
Right, 7 years here and there, right? He changed his wages on Yaakov 100 times, right? I mean, Lovan was a Ramai. Lovan was a Ramai. Now, you read another word before when you said about novel.
Yeah, except I read the wrong part.
Okay, but it's all right. We'll take it.
I made a mistake. It was a good
thing.
Mistake.
Go ahead.
There you have it. Now, which one did you? Which
didn't you say the word ingrate?
Insolent. Insolent and ingrate. Yes, I did say
ingrate.
That.
Ingrate.
Did that right. Okay.
Okay. Now,
but the part was just what the man's name is novel.
Okay, fine. But listen, please. I'd like to connect this Yalkut Shemayni to a Gemara in Sanhedrin. And I told you I'm out of my league right now, but I'm just reading the words. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Lavan. You ready?
But they also said
about Bilam, who Lavan ho Rami.
I think I got around.
Bilam with Lavan ho Rami. Who love and Harami. Now, there's a machlokes whether the Gemara should be taken literally or not, but I like to take things literally, as long as some people say you can. So if Lavan was Lavan Harami, and Lavan was Bilam Harasha, and Lavan was Novel. So first of all, the Gemara Sanhedrin says in the Kuf Vav Medveis that Lavan lived to be 33 or 34 years old. And the Rashi brings down that this man, the Yom in the Gemara, that says Lavan lived to be, Bilam lived to be 33 or 34 years old, cannot be in line with the other Chazal that says that Bilam was an advisor to Paro.
33 or 34 years old?
When he died. That's it.
But
maybe 300 or 3,000?
How could he be so young if...
I mean, 7 times 7 times 7 and plus... I mean, it doesn't work out.
Wait, what are you talking about? Wait.
I mean, well, if he was... He was already
at if he was Lavan, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so obviously this Gemara holds that Bilam cannot be Lavan, for sure not. But he can't even be Bilam the way we know Bilam, because we have a Gemara that says that Bilam was an advisor to Paro, and Bilam is also a person who saw Klal Yisrael at the end of the Midbar. So from the time he was an advisor to Paro at the beginning when Klal Yisrael came down, and they were there for 210 years plus the 40 years in the Midbar, so he was 260 years old. So it can't be that Bilam was 33 or 34. So Rashi says it's a machloikis. Some of them said he died at 33, 34. Others said he was much older. Now according to Mandiyom, he was much older. He was an advisor to Paro. It's an amazing thing. What does it say in the Chumash about Lavan? Lavan with Yaakov. What does it say about Lavan with Yaakov?
They both have to do with Edrei Tzon.
Okay, that's good. We'll hold on to that for a moment. What does it say about Lavan with Yaakov? Anybody remember Lavan with Yaakov? We say it in Haggadah. Don't we say it in Haggadah? We say it in Haggadah. Arami Oive Ovi. Right? That's referring to Lavan Harami. Oive Ovi. That he tried to destroy Ovan Ovi. We say Lavan Bikesh Lakar Sakol. Yerid Mitzrayim Ovi. Oid Acherim Bo Oleinu Lachalaseinu Shachrizas Yerid Yaakov Mitzrayim. I have no idea. Yerid Mitzrayim. I'm just wondering. This Lavan character. Let's use that term, okay? He was a person who was an incredible liar, who tried to take advantage.
You're talking about his age.
Who?
He's lying about his age.
Lying about his age. We have Yiluyishkeit only here tonight, nothing else so far. Now listen here. Lavan, I'm wondering, I don't know. Lavan tried to destroy Yaakov. And he doesn't do it. He doesn't do it. Is it not possible that after Lavan sends, Yaakov goes away with Lavan's daughters, and Yaakov makes his family, then Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim. Is it possible that Lavan got down there also to become a miyayet to Paro in order to get rid of the Jews that he tried to get rid of Lachatila? Even though these people are all his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, because everybody comes from Rachel and Leah. I'm wondering, is it astonishing that Bilam and Lavan are the same person, and Lavan is Bilam, and Bilam is Lavan, and Bilam is the one who tries to advise Paro to destroy the Jewish people, after Lavan is the one who tried to destroy the Jewish people by Lavan Bikesh Lakaras HaKol Haloi Dabaru? Isn't it something to think about? Haloi Dabaru? Isn't it something to think about? Something to think about. Okay, now, could you please spell the word Lavan for me? Lamed Beis Nun. How about Lamed stands for Lavan, Beis stands for Bilam, and Nun stands for Novel? How about Lavan is Bilam, and Lavan is Novel, and Lavan is Bilam, and Lavan is Novel, and Lavan stands for Lavan, Bilam, and Novel? Now, how about the fact that Lavan was an ingrate? Because Yaakov Avinu did all these things for Lavan. His field expanded, his business expanded, his crops expanded, his sheep of acre is what really expanded. Lavan became a very wealthy man due to Yaakov Avinu working for him. Lavan, 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 Lavan. He's an ingrate. He doesn't help Yaakov Avinu at all. He lies to Yaakov Avinu. He tries to cheat Yaakov Avinu. He is the epitome of a liar. Now, he then gets down to Mitzrayim, becomes Bilam, and tries to destroy the Jewish people again. He's an ingrate and he's a liar. And then I don't know what happened. And here's where I get stuck. The Arizal has a sefer called Sefer HaGilgulim, which is for people who know what's going on in that world, which I have absolutely no shaychus to. In the Sefer HaGilgulim it says that when Rabbi Simon says that Lavan is novel, it means in a Gilgul. And he says Lavan's Nutrikin is Lavan and Bilam, which seems to indicate that Lavan wasn't really Bilam, but Lavan was a Gilgul. Bilam became a Gilgul of Lavan, and Novel became a Gilgul of Bilam. Now, I don't know what to say about this. I listened to what we said 2 weeks ago in Shir. Last week we did not have Shir because of the cold old dinner. There's a problem here. I listened to the Shir again, and I listened to the arguments that people set forth. Is Lavan a Jew?
No.
No. Is Bilam a Jew? Is Novel a Jew?
Yeah.
Okay, so if Lavan is Bilam and Bilam is Novel, and if Lavan is Novel, did he convert? And I don't know anything about Gilgulim, but pretty sad that a person gets the Gilgul of a Neshama that was Lavan and Bilam. That's like, you know, starting off with not 1 foot on the banana peel, like starting off with, you know, being covered with banana peels.
But in a Gilgul, can't a person's soul also go to that of an animal?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about Gilgulim at all, other than the fact that there's a machlekes whether or not there is Gilgulim. I know nothing about it at all. I probably should speak to Rabbi Rock. I'm sure he's probably into this with the Gilgulim. I have no idea. However, again, just reading the Pashup Shat, Lavan, Bilam, Novel. Novel and Lavan are the exact same letters, by the way, also. Exact same letters. Pretty scary thought, what's going on over here. So I will tell you the common denominator. And the common denominator is scary. It's a scary common denominator. We've been alluding to this sometimes more openly than other times. You know, Esav also started off, one could say, with a foot or two or three on the banana peel. That in utero, he's already trying to get out of his mother to get to Avodah Zarah. It's almost like, you know, it's not fear before it starts. Not fear before it starts. But of course the answer is everything's fear. Because everybody can rise above whatever they are given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just depends on how much fight you have in you to fight. How much fight do you have in you to fight? Lavan was an ingrate. That means he's a person who was not a makir toif. He was a kofui toif. That was Lavan. What was Bilam? Well, if Bilam was Lavan, that means he was the same thing. He just continued in the path. How dare you destroy the Jewish people when Yaakov Avinu brought so much nachas to your family? How dare you be an advisor to the power of the Jewish people should be taken advantage of and be enslaved when you know how hard you worked, Yaakov Avinu saved again your entire family? And then guess what? We start off with this very strange story. Shmuel dies. And for some reason, Chazal, Beruach Kodesh, saw that the next pasuk after Shmuel's death is mentioned. The pasuk starts off and says, "V'ish b'mo n'maseil v'karmel l'shgadol miyoid v'loy tzayin shleish alafim v'elafiz and v'hi begzayz tzayin v'karmel." And it does not say anywhere in the pasuk that this took place during the levaya of Shmuel. But Chazal pin onto Novel that you are a what? Are a kofui toif. How dare you not show up to Shmuel's levaya? How dare you, in the face of everybody in Klal Yisrael going to the levaya, how dare you not show up to the levaya? How is it possible that you don't show up to the levaya? And Chazal have very strong words. Very strong words. What are Chazal's words about a person who does not show up for levaya? A person who is a kofui toiv is considered a kof. Those are Chazal's words. They really don't mince words over here. This man is considered a kofer. He's a kofer. Could you please explain to me? And I'm wondering now. We said 2 weeks ago in Shir that after Chazal saw in the Svichus, in the relationship of the Psukim, that this Pasuk being right next to it is coming here to tell us that he wasn't Stam shearing his sheep. He was shearing his sheep during the time of Shmuel's Levaya. And that's why Pasuk Gimel doesn't, we are not introduced in Pasuk Beis. In Pasuk Gimel, after describing the fact that you are Kamat, the only Jew who does not show up to Shmuel's Levaya, then he's called V'shem Ish Novel. Then we get his name. He's a novel. He's a manuvel. What kind of person are you not to show up to Shmuel's Levaya? Not only because he was a good old dog, but because of what he did for everybody. And how could you not show up and everybody decided to show up, as we said 2 weeks ago, in order to be masak in the chet of Yeshua, or to be makatay to Shmuel, and you don't show up? And now I'm wondering, everybody say, maybe David HaMelech knew his name was Novel, but David HaMelech didn't know that he didn't show up to the Levaya. And maybe if David HaMelech knew that he was the only person, or Kamat, the only person of Klal Yisrael who didn't show up to the Levaya, maybe David HaMelech wouldn't have reached out to him. Who would reach out to a person like this?
How did he not know?
How was he supposed to know who didn't show up to the funeral?
He chose not to go so he wouldn't be found out.
Well, David HaMelech, that's a shayla. By Yochum David, by Yerid Amid, by Parnas HaShayla, if he went to Levaya, he didn't go to Levaya. But either way, that's correct. How would he have known that Novel didn't go to Levaya? So if he's called Novel because he's a kofer toiv, it could be that David HaMelech Taki didn't know. And now the question is only, why didn't you pick up from the name? She said, on the name, I had a name. The name, Kalev had a name like that also. I didn't think that this family was so bad because of names. But why didn't David decide not to come, or not to reach out to Novel because of what Novel did by not showing up to Shmuel's Levaya? Because we don't know if he knew that. And I would say, forget, he didn't know. So now the juxtaposition of the Psukim is unbelievable. Shmuel dies. Everybody shows up at Levaya. And one of the reasons brought down by the Yalkut is because Hakaras HaToif to Shmuel. And now the next pasuk says that This person, Mo, Maseo Bakamo, Lish Godl Mayoid, Valoy Sain Sais Allah Melavizim, but even goes on the side of Bakamo, he doesn't go to Levaya. He's a kofui toif. He's mamash a kofer. He deserves the name Novel. But David HaMelech says, I didn't know that. Now you said interestingly, Lavan is introduced to us, and Lavan's assets are introduced to us as Tsoin. Say Chazal, whatever it means. Novel is Lovan, and Lovan is Novel. It's the same words, same letters, backwards. Okay, don't ask me. He's a goy, he's a Jew. I don't know how it happens. But they're both liars. They're both liars. A liar is a person who very often contains a trait of not being able to be makir toiv as well. He was a cheater. He cheated. He lied, and his lying was cheating, and his cheating was the people who really he owed so much to. He cheated them. He lied to them. He was not makir toiv. And he doesn't show up to the Levi of the Gadol Hador who schlepped around all of Eretz Yisrael so that people didn't have to come to him. He went to them. And everybody was makir toiv. And even the other pshat that says that the reason that everybody went to Levi of Shmuel was to be masakin because they didn't go to Levi of Yeshua, which is vital to be makir toiv. He didn't give Yeshua his proper respect, so give him respect now. And he's vital sitting there having a party while he's shearing his sheep. I think the point has to be brought out like this. Could you imagine Yerushalayim a few weeks ago, Rachmana Litzlan, when Ravad Yosef dies, the streets are teeming with a million people at Levaya, whatever the numbers were, packed and packed and packed and packed, and somebody decides he's going to keep his candy store open because he wants to make money and he's not closing it despite the fact that we have the biggest Levaya in the history of Jewish people. I'd say there's something wrong with such a person. If he keeps his store open because he wants to give people drinks for free because there's too many people walking around and he's afraid of what's going to happen to him, Einzach. He keeps his store open because he wants to sell candy so people should buy candy. He can make a lot of money. Vadi Yosef Levaya. On the Levaya route, that's a person who would be considered despicable in the eyes of Chazal. So I think our introduction to this section of Shmuel Aleph, where Shmuel, one of the sons, Shmuel dies. And Kali shows Makir Toiv and goes to his Levaya. The second pasuk of the parasha, of the perik, of the kapitel begins by telling us it was somebody who didn't go. He didn't go. That's what Chazal saw in this pasuk. He didn't go. He didn't go. He was a manuvel. He was a novel. David HaMelech didn't know. And therefore David HaMelech went to reach out to him. David HaMelech, as we also will see, Bez Hashem, he got Bizyonis. He got Bizyonis. Unbelievable business. Incredible business. And Novel comes with a history. Whoa, what a history. Either literally he's Lovan and Bilam. And then I would like to end by saying, you know what? Maybe Novel tried. And he just didn't try hard enough. He had the fuel in his tank. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him energy in his genes and his DNA. He could have fought his Yetzirah. He chose not to. Because if he couldn't have fought his Yetzirah, he would not have been a human being. That means he had no Bechira. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the chance. Was that a hard fight? Yeah, Avada was a hard fight. Did he succeed? Absolutely not. And we're going to see, as Hashem is Baruch, what happened. Novo, Abigail, David HaMelech, we're going to see what's going to happen here. But this is the Hakdama. The foundation. He's a person who he didn't make it.
Can I ask you, it's also the Makom, is Carmel the first place? This is the first place that Carmel is mentioned.
And could be, have, I don't know. I'm not saying yes, probably.
Then we have Eliyahu HaNavi, we have all the false prophets. So it's also a place. It's not just like the Gilgal,
very nice.
The people you
very nice, very nice, very nice, very nice. I hear what you're saying. I like it. We'll attach it. Maybe next, I don't know if next week. Next week we're going to have Shia Bez Hashem Yisbach, but we are. We're going to talk. It's going to be Erev Chanukah, so we're probably going to talk about Chanukah.
And also, how does he get the most beautiful girl in
Brooklyn? She's not.
Abigail is known to be one of the most beautiful. Oh, yes.
One of the most, not the most, one of the most, yeah.
One of the five beauties of the world.
So it's unbelievable concepts going on over here. So we're going to have to see this again. But I just, Novel, Bilam, Lavan, Bilam, Novel. A person who is not makir toiv, a person who is considered vicious and wicked and horrific and, ugh, unbelievable.
Who was his uncle or his grandfather?
Lavan's grandfather?
No, uncle was.
Uncle's?
Wasn't it?
Look what he became.
No, I'm just saying, so sometimes...
You can become anything. Avada, there are descendants of Haman Arashua who became Tanoim. No question about it. Reb Meir became a Tana. Reb Meir came from Haman. Yeah, Unkelus was the nephew to Titus. It's unbelievable. Okay, Rabbi, I would like to conclude by saying that, again, I'm reiterating, I do not know much about what I said tonight, but I could not help myself from not at least telling you the words and telling you, I don't know what you call this, I don't even know if you can call it the first layer, I'm just saying the basic layer, the translation layer, whatever it is, but there's an incredible thing going on there. A common denominator of people who consume with themselves, people who consume without being makatoid, people who are consumed with lying and cheating, and again not being kind and benevolent and involved in gemilas chasadim to their fellow man. It's very scary.
And Shmuel was the kind of person from the moment he was conceived till the day he died, he was just always in the service.
Oisik and Klal Yisrael, always in the service of Hashem and always in the service of Klal Yisrael. It's a pella. And now we have this person named Novel, and now we have to deal with David Amelos' connections to Novel. That's where we are, Rabbi said. We should all be Matzeach to continue. Go to